60% of top distributors run on Epicor Profit 21. It's ERP built for distribution, enhanced with agentic AI that doesn't just inform, but acts. Optimizing inventory, streamlining purchasing, and making every day easier. Don't play catch up. Visit epicor.com/win.
When the world is calling, getting there starts here. With over 55 nonstop destinations, including Montreal, and 20 nonstop flights a day to New York City, travel from Columbus is closer than you think. Start your trip at flycolumbus.com.
Get it? The Burt Show.
Previously on The Burt Show.
My mom and dad, they've been divorced for 5 years. Suddenly, this year, my mom just has this massive revelation that she and my dad belong together, and I don't have any idea how my dad feels about my mom romantically. Well, my mom has constructed this theme. She wants me to take him to a really nice restaurant, and then say, there's somebody special here that I think would be perfect for you. And then my mom comes out, and then somehow I duck out, and I say, well, I have a date, you know. And now she's trying to get me involved, and I feel really guilty, like,
okay, so that was last week on the show. And mm-hmm. going into the weekend, she was ready to execute her plan, yeah. even though mm-hmm. the entire Burt Show community said, don't do it!
Because she said she thought it would be fun. That this would be fun. Sounds like fun.
Right. Well, and she was just really hoping that they would get back together or at least start up some sort of conversation. But we kept giving her the advice, like, you can't just step away from the table and shock your dad. You should at least tell him what's coming. Hey, when I get up, guess who's coming in, you know?
Or don't leave all together. At least sit at the bar and keep an eye. So if it looks uncomfortable, you can intervene.
She's like, no safety net here.
None.
Hey, Lori.
Hi, how are you?
Good. How are you and how are your mom today?
I guess we're fine. I have a flu, so that's not cool.
The good news is that it'll take 4 weeks to go away. Yeah. So you got that going for you.
Yeah, so.
Hey, it's the gift that keeps on giving.
Yeah.
So Friday night, the game plan was to go to dinner with your dad, and then midway through, you were going to excuse yourself, go to the bathroom, and your mom was going to surprise your dad and sit down in your seat. That was the game plan.
Yeah.
Is that how it was executed?
How we did it.
Okay.
We went out. It was really nice. Like, I would have loved to stay there with my dad. You know, we were actually having a really good time. We were laughing a lot. And I had a drink and didn't order yet. And then right before the waiter came over to take our order, I just kind of said, you know, excuse me, gotta go to the bathroom. And then I went there. I saw my mom. You know, we kind of hugged, and then I just walked out the back door where I parked.
You didn't even watch her go sit down or anything?
Dude, it's like that,
it's
like that Judd Nelson movie, Vice Versa, or whatever it is.
What?
Mom comes to the table and thinks that you're the daughter, but you've aged and switched places with her.
Just
weird.
Just like that.
Oh, man.
So you take
the
off.
Show would have been complete without a Judd Nelson. Right?
So you take off. You don't watch nothing. You just split.
Yeah, I had to. I had to just go. And I had plans with some girlfriends. And I just wanted to meet up with them and get it over with. So.
The fact that this thing could have been such a train wreck that you couldn't even bear to watch should have been an indication to you that you shouldn't have done it.
Agreed.
If you can't watch, don't execute. Okay, so you take off.
Yeah. I mean, I was also just, it's still emotional, I think, to my parents' breakup and everything. So I didn't really want to see, what
would happen.
She didn't falling out again. So what happened?
So do you go and you immediately go to have drinks with your friends, or where are you now, in the parking lot or what?
Well, I was driving to meet up with some girlfriends, and then I got a phone call from my dad.
How many minutes were you in the car when you got that call?
Four to six.
Okay.
And what'd he say?
I didn't pick up. I just let it go to voicemail.
Oh no!
So you let down.
No.
What was your thinking behind not picking it up at all?
I didn't want to hear it yet. I just figured whatever it was, it couldn't be helped right then. I wasn't going to go back.
Wow.
You knew it was bad.
Yeah.
As soon as he called you, 4 minutes later, you knew it was bad.
Your stomach dropped.
Mm-hmm.
So what did his voicemail say?
Yeah.
Well, I listened to it with my girlfriend. I went over to one of their house, and we were all drinking wine, and we listened to it on speakerphone.
What did he say?
It was you know, my dad's pretty stoic, so for him to express any, like, anger or frustration with me is pretty weird.
And that's great. What did it say?
Is that exactly what he did, though? He expressed anger and disappointment?
A little bit, yeah. He just said that he wished that I would have told him if I had plans like that, I wouldn't have just snuck it up on him. You know, he felt like it was really unfair to be put in that position.
Was that the first time you'd heard that?
Well, realize that he had to leave the table to go make that phone call.
Mm-hmm.
Or so, I mean, like...
Unless he's doing it right in front of the ex. Yeah. Hold on one second, yeah. I'm going to make a phone call.
Exactly.
So, hi, baby. I just want to let you know that I'm in a really uncomfortable situation right now. Yeah. So glad you put me in this situation.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, if you're mad enough. But I mean, how long did they last? Did they stay at the table all night, or did he get up and leave and call you because he left when he saw her?
Oh, no, they had dinner completely. The weird thing is my mom has come home, and she doesn't seem to think that anything was bad or weird. She thinks that it went amazing.
Oh,
so
she's like raving about it.
So he did sit there through the entire night and did the polite thing and didn't get up and stuck it out. And she thinks that this thing is rekindled now?
I don't know how. I don't know how my mother, like, has not picked up at all on
because
this.
He was.
I don't know.
Because he
maybe
was kind and
better.
Because she was kind and because he was kind and polite to her. Like, so, that's why. So she's. But you always see what you want to see.
Is she like overly excited, like a 17-year-old girl in love for the first time again?
Pretty much, yeah. And I don't know if maybe things went better towards the end of the night. Maybe they loosened up. I have no idea because I haven't talked to my dad since then. I just sent him an email and said, like, I have the flu and I can't talk. I can't talk to him.
I still think, like I felt in the very beginning, it's unfair for them to put you in this. Like, your father's not putting you in this because you put him in that. But what worries me is that, did you tell your mother that you're not in this anymore? Like, because I think this is so bad for you.
I mean, I'm already in it, though, because I still have to deal with everything that happened.
You were an instigator. I mean, it was your mom's idea, but you executed it in that way. And then now, as a follow-up, you haven't even called your dad. You sent him an email and said you were sick. Like, you need to, at this point, take some responsibility for what happened and be able to clear up that confusion.
You're acting like a little itty-bitty cowardly little girl right now.
Jen Hobby's taking you apart like Lance Armstrong took apart that Irish fella.
I'm just saying you're so flippant about it now when your mom could get really hurt or already is, and it's obvious that your dad's really hurt.
It's unfair to your dad not to talk to him or explain anything to your dad.
Well, and now mom's got this false hope also. Oh, my God. The plan has worked to perfection. And dad's not feeling that at all, you know?
Well, I'm sure he's feeling a little betrayed, too, because, I mean, it's not your fault that you're in the position you're in about being the child of a child of divorced parents, but I do think that this seems like you've taken her side, so to speak, and that you've manipulated him and you tricked him.
Has your dad reached out to your mom again since that night?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. Because if he was excited about it and this plan was working the way that she wanted it to, I'm sure he would have called on Sunday or he'll call sometime today.
Well,
but since he hasn't yet, I don't think he's feeling the same way your mom is.
Without a doubt, he's not. Number one, because he said that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that initial reaction phone call, there's not much that turns that completely around, even if it was a great dinner.
I mean, I don't know. I know that that is a common wish, I'm sure, amongst a lot of children in this situation, but it's just not a reality that the parents are going to get back together.
And you got to call your dad.
Yes.
And you got to call him today. I mean, you're late on that now. I mean, he reached out to you as soon as he realized what was going on. It goes to voicemail. He doesn't hear anything from you all night. Nothing yesterday. And you're the one that instigated this. Like, you got to stand up and talk to your dad.
Yeah, you're right.
And my concern, concern also, though, is like too many times, I've seen couples where one moved on and the other one didn't because they held out hope. And I think for your mom, the danger is that she's going to hold out hope for your dad. He's going to move on with his life, and she's never going to move on with her life because she's going to just hang on to that. And I think it stunts their life.
Yeah, one point or another now, if your dad is not feeling the same way as your mom, you're going to have to be the one to tell mom. that you got to slow it down here, Mom. I know you're all excited, but this hasn't worked out the way we thought it was going to. And that has to come from you. It's not your dad's responsibility anymore.
He really genuinely seems to think something amazing happened. So I still, you know, my dad could be just, like, mad at me for how things went down or, like, how I handled it, but it doesn't mean that it didn't go well.
You don't think your mom's judgment is a little bit clouded on what happened in that hour and a half?
Or your judgment's a little clouded?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still just hoping for the best, you know?
At this point, it was... admirable might be the wrong word, but it was, at least there was, the best was an option then, but now you've been shown that that's not going to happen, so time to wrap it up.
Hey, Jessica, go ahead.
Hey, I'm not sure what your relationship with your dad is currently, but is it any indication that since he didn't call you after all this happened that you could have potentially, hurt your relationship with your dad, and not only that, but any potential relationship there could have been with your dad and your mom? I mean, is he just kind of, like, shunning you at this point?
I don't know. My dad and I go a long time sometimes without talking, and then I'll just send, like, little emails, like, how are you? Or, you know, it doesn't seem abnormal, I guess, to me.
Mm-hmm.
This is really a fantastic example of somebody calling us that knew what she was going to do before she called us. And you called us up for advice, and 90% of the people that called up said, don't do it, don't get involved, don't get involved, don't get involved. But you knew what you were going to do before you even called us, and this was going to be the result.
Mm-hmm.
But now you've got but it's a little surprising that now you have the result, but you're, I guess, ignoring it, right? Like,
She's just apathetic about it now, and it's like you can't jump in with 2 feet and get involved in this situation now that it's gone bad. Be like, oops, wasn't my fault.
By calling her, talking to her father, it confirms that there's not a chance. And in her mind, she wants there to be a chance with her parents. Mm-hmm. And so that's why she's not calling. She's listening to her mother talk about how wonderful the night was, and she's buying into that. And she doesn't want to call her dad because he's not going to give her the same response.
Laurie, we got to run, but what's your next move here? You going to call your dad today? You going to call your mom here today? What are you going to do?
No, I'm definitely going to call my dad and talk to him. I'm probably going to even tell him we need to meet up in person and not talk over the phone. I'm sick, but I'm going to go out and show him that, I care about how he feels.
Ask him to dinner and tell him I'll stay the whole time.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, right.
What? Really? I said ask him to dinner and say, but I promise, Dad, I'll stay the whole time this time.
This is not a double setup, Dad.
No.
Right.
Now, if you talk to your dad and he tells you, look, I'm just not feeling the same way as your mom, now you've got the response of, you've got two things to do. Now you've got to call mom and you've got to be the one to tell her. Like, Mom, this excitement that you're feeling right now, it has backfired. Let's end it right now. You can't let her live with that another day.
And divorced parents, don't get your children involved. Be the adult. Stay the adult. Just because you've become divorced doesn't mean now that your child's your best friend.
All right, Lori. Thanks for the follow-up on it.
You guys.
All right. I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Get it. The Burt Show.
Spring is giving fresh start vibes. Like, suddenly you want to open the windows, drink more water, and maybe act like you have your life together. But when dinner rolls around and you're this close to ordering takeout again, ButcherBox can help. They deliver premium, clean protein straight to your door. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no mystery ingredients. Just real food that actually fuels your body instead of slowing it down. Effortless glow-up energy. But make it dinner. For over a decade, ButcherBox has led the industry with meat and seafood that's antibiotic-free, hormone-free, and independently verified. Because when it comes to fueling your body, quality isn't extra. It's everything. Clean, whole protein means better support for strength, metabolism, and that steady, all-day energy we're all chasing. As an exclusive offer, new listeners can get their choice between chicken breast or top sirloin for a year, or ground beef for life. Plus $20 off when you go to butcherbox.com/pods. That's right, your choice of chicken breast or top sirloin for a year or ground beef for life. Plus $20 off your first box and free shipping always. That's butcherbox.com/pods. Don't forget to use our link so they know that we sent you.
Notice how some homes sell faster in your neighborhood? It's not luck. It's local know-how. RE/MAX agents know their streets, schools, and communities inside and out. And with RE/MAX, those local pros are everywhere. which means when you're ready to buy or sell, you'll get trusted neighborhood insight that puts you a step ahead. Reach out today. RE/MAX, the experts close to home. Each office independently owned and operated.
Some crimes are never forgotten. Others are lost to history. Those are the ones we focus on in Crimes of the Centuries, a history meets true crime podcast revisiting murders, trials, and frauds that once dominated headlines. I'm Amber Hunt, your host and a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. If you like true crime that feels both cinematic and historical, find Crimes of the Centuries wherever you get your podcasts.
Burt Show listener hurt by her best friend.
Aww.
Good morning, Catherine. You are on The Voice Disguiser.
Thanks, guys.
How are you this morning?
Hi. I'm okay. I'm in a bit of a weird situation, though, and I was looking for some advice.
Bring it on. You came to the right place. You didn't go to your friends. You didn't go to your family. You didn't go to a psychologist. You came to the absolute right place.
Oh, good. Well, what happened was about just before Christmas, I found out that my boyfriend, well, now ex, was cheating on me, and this clearly wasn't a great situation, and my best friend really pushed me to break up with him, and I thought she was right. I shouldn't be with a guy who was cheating on me, so we ended things, and it's been hard, but it's been okay, and it was the right thing to do. You shouldn't be with a guy who's not respecting you, right?
Mm-hmm. Indeed.
But then the other day, Sarah, my best friend, she was over here, and she had to go out and run errands, and she accidentally left her cell phone.
Oh, no.
And, you know, I mean, I know that I shouldn't have, but it was just one of those things that you do when someone leaves their cell phone lying around.
It does.
Just kind of like, you can't help but look at it, right?
It jumped off the counter into your hand and started scrolling by itself. I don't even know how it happens, but it does.
and she has an iPhone, and it saves its text messages forever. And forever. I saw that she'd been texting my ex.
Recently.
And she's been exting.
But it's not exting because it's my ex, not hers.
Right.
And they've been talking for like 2.5 months. So since around the time of our breakup. And it's, you know, it's nothing really bad. It's just, they're just talking, but it's so weird because it was her suggestion that I break up with him. She's the one that really pushed for it and was talking about what a bad guy he was. And now suddenly they're all buddy-buddy.
Yeah, she's an ass. That's not cool.
Yeah, I'd break up with her.
And she hasn't told you that they're friends?
No, she hasn't said a darn thing about it.
Yeah.
Like, seriously.
Now, let's define your relationship with this. This is your best friend? I mean, like, when something goes wrong...
We've been friends since college. I mean, she was my... not that far out of college, but she's been totally my girl. And we lived together for like 3 years, and we're just super duper close. And it's so weird to me that this is happening.
That's jacked up.
Yeah, that's just wrong. She betrayed you for sure.
It's worse to have problems with a best friend than I think it is any guy. You know, it's more hurtful in that way.
These text messages, were they sexual in nature or were they simply platonic?
You know, talking about the Super Bowl or talking about, you know, what was on TV or whatever. But, you know, but at the same time, there's also these texts about, so we're meeting at the coffee shop on Friday again, right? And I'm going,
oh no. Yeah.
What about?
Yeah.
You have every right to be heard.
Sure.
But now I'm stuck because I mean, you're not supposed to look at people's, you know, private things.
Yeah, she left it there and she didn't put a password on it.
Yeah, and I think that...
Is that the rule?
Absolutely.
No password equals green light.
Yes.
Go for it. I need to go lock my iPhone.
Because I appreciate...
Well, the temptation is too strong. You know what I mean?
That's true.
I would never think about picking up my best friend's phone, though.
You knew something was going on, though. You only pick up a phone when you already have an idea that something's not right, right?
Well, I don't know. Been weird because she's been a lot busier than usual, and so I thought she might be dating someone.
Yeah, well, she is.
And not wanting to tell me because sometimes she'd be some real losers.
She is now, apparently.
Like your ex-boyfriend.
Yeah.
Right? I'm surprised you didn't talk to her already about it.
Mm-hmm. Well, because I don't want to. I mean, I don't want to make things.
You don't be rude
between us either. I mean, I'm.
It's already weird between y'all. I mean, what do you mean you don't want things to be weird between you? She sort of made it that way.
Well, yeah, but she doesn't know that I know.
So it's not weird. It's only weird for you, but not weird for her.
Well, so now my issue is, like, if I bring it up to her and I'm like, hey, I looked at your cell phone, which I know I shouldn't have done, but you're doing this, which you know you shouldn't be doing, does that just make us even? Because I feel like what she's doing is a lot worse than me looking at her cell phone.
Oh. Right. That's really what you're balancing here, is the offense of actually looking through her cell phone you feel is worse than her having communication with your ex, and I don't agree with that.
Did you say that they're meeting at the coffee shop this Friday?
Yeah.
Why don't
and
you
I
go
should
there?
Show up at the coffee shop.
Yeah.
Booyah.
And that way you...
Oh, that's a great idea.
Burn face.
Yeah. Ooh.
Hey, Kim, go ahead.
Don't
You're part of the Burt Show on
Q100.
Hey.
Like
hi.
Hey.
I think that the best friend left her cell phone there on purpose.
No way.
See, we
knowing that
on
she
that.
Was going to go through it, because I was kind of the other girl one time, and I was waiting for my friend to find out before I had to tell her myself.
Really? So what did you do to make her find out on her own?
A few mutual friends knew, and it finally got back to her, which was kind of what I was waiting on, mm-hmm. because I didn't want to be the one to tell her.
That's cowardly.
Yeah, it was, but I think that that's what the friend did. I mean, who leaves their cell phone laying around these days?
Anybody. Like you walk out of the house and forget it or whatever?
But your own house.
Right, but I mean, if she's just running to the store or running, taking off, and you get all the way home, your thought might be, oh, that's my best friend. Unless she...
I panic more now if I forgot my phone than I would if I forgot my wallet.
Oh, what was the nightmare that you had the other night, Howard?
Oh, yeah. Horrible nightmare.
Better BlackBerry. Hey, Jennifer, go ahead. You're on Q100.
Says if someone...
I just want to know if her best friend happens to have been the woman he cheated on with. You know what I mean?
Is that possible, Catherine?
I really don't think so. No, it's not. I know the girl that it happened with, or I know her by proxy, but it definitely wasn't Sarah. I know that for sure.
The solution seems pretty obvious to me. I think Erica and I are on the same page here. Hey, Erica.
Hey, I think she needs to dump this friend. Yeah. This is ridiculous. This is not acceptable behavior, and she needs to get rid of the friend.
I agree, but I still think she should show up at the coffee shop to let them know that she knows.
I like that.
Mm-hmm. I like that, before too. I like going in and getting the jab in there, but mm-hmm. I think that the friendship is over.
I agree.
But I don't think there's any sexual relationship going on between the friend and her ex-boyfriend. I think they're friends.
Even so, well, and I think that there's, I don't know. If they're meeting like every Friday or whatever at a coffee shop, he might be working.
If there was a sexual relationship, she would have been able to tell from the iPhone conversation.
She may not even know that there's a sexual relationship budding right now. Like, this may be dude's idea, and she's just like, ah, he seems
like
a nice
still
guy.
But still, it's a betrayal.
Of course. I mean, she needs to talk to her about it, but I don't think she needs to ditch her best friend since college forever.
I think it's the difference between guys and girls. Like, guys would look at that betrayal like, dude, you're a punk. Like, no, boom, done, gone. Whereas I think girls... Like,
that's why she needs to nip it
now. We need to talk about this. Why are you doing this?
Well, they do. They need to talk about it, but I don't think their friendship has to be completely over.
She can't trust this girl
ever
again.
I don't think I can trust her again after
that. Sure she could. Dude, it's different with girls. They're weird. They don't have...
You would be able, if you were a girl, you'd be able to trust your best friend.
If I was a guy, I would always have an issue with it. I think girls can work through it and cry and hug and pillow fight and stuff. And it's all better. But I think guys... I just think it's different with... I wouldn't even stress.
Not all girls would put up with that. Not all girls would put up with that. I would not put up with
Wendy,
that.
Wendy, would you put up with that?
Come on, Wendy. Wendy.
Your best friend starts hanging out with your ex?
I'd be mad at ask her about it, though. I wouldn't just sit on it. I mean, I would ask her about it. I mean,
I would ask her about it, and depending on what she had to say,
absolutely.
Then make my decision.
There's something more than, it's done.
Yeah, I'd be mad because that's disrespectful to not let me know that's going on. Like Jen said, it's purely innocent. I'm just letting you know, but there is no good reason for that best friend to be hanging out with the ex that she told her to break up with.
Hey, Lindsay, you're part of the Burt Show.
Maybe
go
there
ahead.
Is.
Same thing happened to me. My best friend was me and my ex broke up, and she started kind of talking to my ex-boyfriend platonically. Nothing was, going on between the two of them, but. It's just a rule. It's wrong. And, I'm no longer friends with her for, other reasons, but still for that, too, because it's just not right for any girl. And I think most girls would agree with me because that's just something you don't do.
I like the theater of you showing up at that coffee shop.
Mm-hmm.
Shocking them both.
That would be fun.
I like
instead
that.
Of going to her and talking about the phone and then you coming across feeling bad, and then you, no. Just show up at the coffee shop. and just be there. You don't have to confront them. Just let them see you walk in and you see them together and that's enough.
Yeah. You see their reaction as soon as you walk in the door.
They'll spit up their latte.
You never even have to bring up the phone at that point because you just by coincidence.
Let them wonder how you found out.
Mm-hmm. I like it. I like it. Can we talk to you on Monday after you, if you execute that?
I think that's the best way to go about it. I don't know. I mean, I kind of want to see what their reaction is like. And if it's all guilty and sneaky, then it might have to be the end of Sarah and me, which is so weird because we've been friends for so long.
Well, that's an easy way out right there. I mean, if you want to bring it up, then you don't ever have to bring the phone up at all. You just happen to be there while they're sitting at a table together, and there it is. Now it's on the table, and you can start talking about it.
You're right. Thanks, guys.
All right, Catherine. All right. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay.
All good luck.
Bye-bye.
You're on The Burt Show.
Spring is giving fresh start vibes. Like, suddenly you want to open the windows, drink more water, and maybe act like you have your life together. But when dinner rolls around and you're this close to ordering takeout again, ButcherBox can help. They deliver premium, clean protein straight to your door. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no mystery ingredients. Just real food that actually fuels your body instead of slowing it down. Effortless glow-up energy, but make it dinner. For over a decade, ButcherBox has led the industry with meat and seafood that's antibiotic-free, hormone-free, and independently verified. Because when it comes to fueling your body, quality isn't extra. It's everything. Clean, whole protein means better support for strength, metabolism, and that steady, all-day energy we're all chasing. As an exclusive offer, new listeners can get their choice between chicken breast or top sirloin for a year, or ground beef for life. Plus, $20 off when you go to butcherbox.com/pods. That's right, your choice of chicken breast or top sirloin for a year, or ground beef for life, plus $20 off your first box and free shipping always. That's butcherbox.com/pods. Don't forget to use our link so they know that we sent you.
Some crimes are never forgotten. Others are lost to history. Those are the ones we focus on in Crimes of the Centuries, a history meets true crime podcast revisiting murders, trials, and frauds that once dominated headlines. I'm Amber Hunt, your host and a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. If you like true crime that feels both cinematic and historical, find Crimes of the Centuries wherever you get your podcasts.
Before we completely separate ourselves from this here, Paul Walker, the dude from Fast and the Furious, really good-looking blonde dude.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, model. He's 35 years old, just got engaged to a 19-year-old, but they've been dating 3 years. Since she was 16 years old. And then you got that Vito lasagna guy.
Milo Ventimiglia.
Yeah, that guy.
He's 31 and Hayden Panettiere is 19, but they just split.
So we were talking to virtual listeners that were underage and dating older guys. And now we're going to go the other way with it. Older guys dating younger women.
Okay.
That's who Wendy wanted to hear from here.
I do. I want to get into the mindset of what they're thinking.
He's going to put himself on the voice disguiser, and his name is Johnny. Hey, Johnny.
How you doing?
Good, man. How are you?
I'm doing okay.
All right. Is this a current relationship or a past relationship?
It is a current relationship.
A current relationship.
And you are how old?
I am 41.
And she is?
22.
Okay. Is this a purely a sexual relationship, or is there something deeper going on here?
It's something deeper.
Something
deeper. At first, it was a sexual relationship. And it turned into something a little bit more.
How long have y'all been dating?
3 years.
Three years.
Okay. Wait, why are you on the voice disguiser then?
Well,
because when he started, it was a felony.
No, he's 18. She was 18, right?
Yeah,
she's 18.
She's 18 now, or she was 18?
She was
18. Okay.
And you were 38 at the time.
Yeah.
So what could a 38-year-old do possibly have in common with an 18-year-old?
Well, like I said, it started out as a sexual thing, and it turned into something more. After we got to know each other a little bit more, it turned into something a little bit more.
Because she's mature for her age?
Yes.
How did y'all meet?
When we met, I actually was seeing somebody else, and we met because a friend of mine that she was seeing, we were going to have a little get-together.
Friend of mine that she was seeing. So you knew her old boyfriend?
Yeah.
And he was how old?
I'm not quite sure how old he was. He was a lot younger than I was.
In his 30s, in his late 20s?
Teens?
Probably late 20s, early 30s.
All right, so she has this history of dating older guys.
So I was going to say, yeah.
I wouldn't even give myself the license. Here's the thing. You and I are roughly the same age. I wouldn't even give myself the license to call an 18-year-old. That just it just seems too it's too young for me.
Well, here, let's role play. The phone rings, and then somebody answers.
Everybody.
Hello. Hi, can I talk to, I don't know, what's an 18-year-old's name?
Susie.
Can I talk to Susie, please? Yeah, this is Susie. Mom, hang up. It's for me. Mom!
That's freaky.
And on a day-to-day, while you guys are in this relationship together, you're not bored out of your mind?
No, not at all.
What do you guys talk about?
Yeah.
We talk about everything. She is actually in college right now. This is her last year.
Oh, God.
And you're like corporate, in the corporate world.
Well, yeah, pretty much.
Oh, I just feel it is
robbing her of her. I mean, she's done it to herself though, but she's robbed herself of any true experience as a college student, because I think for whatever reason she is in a phase in which she needs to have that mature quote unquote male figure in her life. But I guarantee that she's going to grow out of this.
Well, I don't think so, because I let her do what she wants to do and she's awake. I mean, you know. I do what I want to when I'm here. She does what she wants to when she's there.
All right, so you have an agreement with her that she can date other guys while she's at school, and you're allowed to date other women when she's not around?
Yeah.
Does she know that?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Oh, crap. I forgot to tell you that.
And you're not the jealous type?
No, I'm not.
Are you just her sugar daddy?
No, I'm not. Definitely not a sugar daddy.
Okay. All right. Well, you wanted to talk to the older guy dating a younger woman, so there you have it.
I just don't think she knows that she can see other people, because I would be naive at 23 if some older man said.
As a matter of fact, I know that she's seeing other people, because one time we were on the phone and she got another phone call and she thought she had clicked over and she didn't, and I just sit there and listen to the conversation.
Oh no! What were they saying?
She's just talking about how she loved and this, that, the other, and you know. And I finally went and said, and you know who you're talking to? And she hung up.
Oops.
That's so funny. What a great reaction.
I guess she did. All right, Johnny, thanks for calling, man.
Oh, that's funny.
See you.
Oh, what do I do? Hang up.
That is the ultimate panic right there.
Yeah.
And I can't flee fast enough.
I wish we could do that in person where we just turn around and run away.
Why don't we try that? Like, why don't next time we're in an uncomfortable situation, we just get up and walk away?
Yeah,
we're gonna have Neo in studio here, you know, for his concert. If one of the questions gets uncomfortable, I think we just all get up and we run out of the room.
Just run out, yeah.
When is he coming?
I think next week.
Oh, super.
Hey, Dwayne. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. You're on the Voice Disguiser. Do you want to be?
Nah.
Okay.
Nah.
You are how old, and you are dating somebody how old?
Well, currently I'm 27 and my wife is 23.
27 and 23 is fun.
Oh, that's fun.
When we got together, she was 14 and I was 18, just started college.
14 and 18. There's that sliding scale we're always talking about.
Yeah, there's a little bit of a difference there, but you were still in high school, right?
No, I was just starting college.
Just starting college.
And we actually met when she was 12. And I was 16.
You guys didn't start hanging out, though, when she was 12 and you were 16.
I was actually dating her sister's best friend.
Okay. To me, that still sounds like young love. I mean, that age difference, there's definitely a gap there with the 14 to 18 thing, for sure. Mm-hmm.
But we had to get married when I was 19. She was 15 because she got pregnant. And we've been married for 9 years now.
Well, at least you manned up.
Yeah.
Making it work.
Absolutely.
All right, thank you for the call.
Yeah, I'm going to reward him for staying.
Absolutely. I mean, it does start young, but I feel like when you're young like that and it's kind of like that puppy love thing, I don't think there's as much wrong with it. Remember that? What was the case?
I don't know, man. When you're if she is 14 and you're out of high school, that's hands off.
Yes.
It's hands.
You don't want it. Like, you don't want to be the guy coming back to junior prom from college.
You're a freshman in college, and you tell your buddies that you're dating a freshman in high school. That looks pretty pathetic.
Not as pathetic as the 30 and 40 year olds, though.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Randy, go ahead. You'd be the last call on this. What's happening?
Not a whole lot. I dated. I was 27. I just spent 10 years in service and got out, and was working at a sporting goods shop. And met a little girl that worked at a restaurant next door. We started dating. She was 17.
You just called her a little girl.
You just referred to her as a little girl.
Just so you know, sorry. It's kind of gross the way you said that, in case you're wondering.
A younger girl, okay.
She's a little girl. And you met her. She was 17 years old. You were 27, and you decided to go for it.
Yeah, I mean, we just started out as, you know, just dating and kind of hanging out because, like I said, I'd just gotten out of the service and didn't know a whole lot of people where I was at. And we dated for about 2 years before we did get married. And then it lasted about 4 more years after that.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well,
you're still married?
No.
I divorced now.
Yeah. Now, the ironic thing is I'm dating one that's 12 years older than me.
And she's telling somebody right now, hey, met me a little boy.
Listen, it's The Bert Show. This is The Bert Show.
Hey, good morning, Jan. How are you?
Good. How are you guys?
Good. Can you speak up nice and loud for us? Because we're going to keep you on the voice disguiser.
Oh, okay.
Did you enjoy Bitterball on Saturday night?
Well, yes. There were some good parts and some not so good parts.
Oh, no.
Now, the only thing that I know is Jan came on with us on Friday morning, said that her ex was definitely going to Bitterball and that he would be there, and she wanted to get in front of him and have a guy totally be into her and all over her. And I think it was the ladies of the show, Jen and Melissa and Wendy, who said, if you're going to do that, do it right and get like a model.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
Make sure the dude who is hanging all over you is flawless. So Tracy actually did get a bunch of emails. We even got a call from a modeling agency, if I'm not mistaken, who said that they would be willing to help out. And Tracy did indeed set up a... You had a model on standby, correct?
Tracy hooked me up with this guy that was really, he was hot. He was really hot.
Okay.
So tell us about the night.
Well, a girlfriend went with me, you know, just to kind of break the ice. But I talked to the guy that Tracy hooked me up with.
Right.
And he seemed really cool. So we just all decided to, you know, meet up at Bitterball. And he was hot. He looked exactly how his picture did. So I was totally excited. And so we were just hanging out. Didn't see my ex at all. And this guy did exactly what I wanted. He hung all over me. And
nice.
He went way over the top, though. I mean, I don't even think my ex saw us when we were together.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when he was hanging all over me, which was pretty much the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I had a couple drinks, and it stopped being funny, you know. And I just started to get really annoyed by the guy.
Oh.
I never thought I'd get annoyed with a guy that hot ever. But
really? Oh. Now, were you annoyed because you just mentioned that your ex-boyfriend did not see you two?
Well, yeah. I mean, that was, I'm sure, a huge part of it. But, you know, he really was all over me. But my girlfriend, I could tell she was really, really into him. So I was like, hey, do you want to hang out with him? And she was totally all about it. So I left them alone.
You just swapped the guy around like a piece of meat. That's all he is to you, huh?
I'm sure he didn't mind.
Yeah.
Right.
I want to know what this guy looks like.
That's how I roll, you know?
Did your ex-boyfriend not see you because he wasn't there or because you guys just didn't bump into each other?
Well, he was there because we hadn't bumped into each other at that point, but I left them alone and I was walking around and I ran into him. And he was totally hitting on this girl that was really, really, you know, skanky or whatever. So
Of course she was.
No, she really, really was. I'm not just being like, you know, the jealous.
I know, okay.
She was gross. So
that's the ex-girlfriend coming out.
Yeah.
So
we understand it. So he's
hitting on the ugliest girl in the room. Okay.
So I kind of had to break that up, you know, and we started talking.
What'd you do? Did you just walk up and interrupt the conversation?
Well, I pinched his butt to get his attention.
While he's talking to the other girl?
Yeah, and then he turned around, and there I was. And I have to admit, I looked really, really good. So I really didn't mind him seeing me. I just wish he'd see me, you know, with that with the other guy.
Right.
You know, I just want to make him jealous. And
now, just out of curiosity, when you saw him, why didn't you just run back and get the model dude and be like, all right, I got to borrow you real quick. I found him. And then go back to where he was.
Exactly what my friends asked. I don't know. I'd had a couple drinks, and you know, it just felt so comfortable talking to him. And
so, what happened?
I went home with him.
Oh. You guys went back for the double dip.
Oh, I know. I am so not proud of it.
Well, are you two going to get back together?
But you intended to do that, though. You intended to do that this whole time.
By the time, when you got to the point where you, like, when you saw him and you made the decision to get his attention by pinching his butt, at that point, you pretty much took the keys to his apartment out of his pocket.
No, she intended to do this when she wanted to set herself up with somebody hot so he'd be jealous.
Right, because then he would fight for her? Is that your thinking?
Yeah, her whole intention was to make him jealous, which, I mean, of course, understood. Hello, everybody would be in that situation, but you wanted to be sure and get with him again.
No, I had no intention with getting back with him at all. In fact, even after the weekend, I'm completely disgusted with the fact that I did do that, you know. And
how did yesterday end with you guys?
Oh, we haven't spoken since.
Okay.
So did you go back to his place or did he go to yours?
We went back to his place.
And how long after you opened your eyes in the morning did you leave?
I left immediately.
Okay.
Yeah. That's a walk of shame that you don't want to linger. Mm-hmm. You don't want to linger in that.
Yeah.
Well, you know, like when you're just out of a relationship and you have a couple drinks, you just kind of tend to gravitate towards what's comfortable, you know, and what feels right.
Sure, and just so you know, anybody who saw you in the apartment complex parking lot, walking to your car, or waiting for the taxi, carrying your shoes and wearing clothes that you clearly would be wearing to a bitterball type event, never once thought that you had hooked up.
Yeah, I love seeing those on Saturday and Sunday mornings. Those are really fun. But I will say it reminds me of this ad from like one of my gossip magazines or whatever for that movie, He's Just Not That Into You.
Uh-huh.
It says, the thing about breakup sex is that you're still broken up.
Yeah.
You know?
So is that a good thing or a bad thing?
No, it's just reminding you things.
Oh, okay.
Even when you go back for it, you're still broken up.
Yeah.
You know, because I think sometimes women are confused about that.
Yes, exactly. Now, your friend and the model, how'd that work out?
Oh, yeah.
Well, actually, he gave her his number, and they've been talking, so...
awesome.
All right, see, so some good comment came of it.
Yeah. But she's, you know, I guess I kind of made my own mess, but I really do appreciate you guys going, you know, especially Tracy, trying to help me find somebody that would make him jealous. It just kind of blew up in my face.
That's cool. Well, well done. We, from all the guys out there, we appreciate your liberal form of thinking, and it really is nice. So congratulations on hooking up at Bitterball.
At least someone did.
Yeah.
Aww.
This is The Bert Show.
Spring is giving fresh start vibes. Like, suddenly you want to open the windows, drink more water, and maybe act like you have your life together. But when dinner rolls around and you're this close to ordering takeout again, ButcherBox can help. They deliver premium, clean protein straight to your door. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no mystery ingredients. Just real food that actually fuels your body instead of slowing it down. Effortless glow-up energy. But make it dinner. For over a decade, ButcherBox has led the industry with meat and seafood that's antibiotic-free, hormone-free, and independently verified. Because when it comes to fueling your body, quality isn't extra. It's everything. Clean, whole protein means better support for strength, metabolism, and that steady, all-day energy we're all chasing. As an exclusive offer, new listeners can get their choice between chicken breast or top sirloin for a year, or ground beef for life. Plus $20 off when you go to butcherbox.com/pods. That's right. Your choice of chicken breast or top sirloin for a year or ground beef for life. Plus $20 off your first box and free shipping always. That's butcherbox.com/pods. Don't forget to use our link so they know that we sent you.
Some crimes are never forgotten. Others are lost to history. Those are the ones we focus on in Crimes of the Centuries, a history meets true crime podcast revisiting murders, trials, and frauds that once dominated headlines. I'm Amber Hunt, your host and a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. If you like true crime that feels both cinematic and historical, find Crimes of the Centuries wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's get to Michelle here. We got some business to take care of. Hey, Michelle.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
Okay. Good. So we're talking about a relationship here that started and ended 10 years ago?
Right.
Okay. Do tell.
Well, I actually got married to somebody that I probably shouldn't have. But I did, and that's why I actually moved to Atlanta from Pennsylvania,
mm-hmm.
Because of my husband, his job was here, and so we moved 5 years ago, and we are divorced now because he cheated on me, and I guess, you know, you always think about the one that got away, and I had a boyfriend in high school, and he was just the nicest, sweetest guy, but my parents didn't like him. Of course, because he had no money, and his parents had no money, and, you know, he went to tech school, he didn't go to college after school, and, you know, I think they just thought he wasn't good for me, he wouldn't be good for me, and I just have always thought about him, and just wondered, you know, what happened to him and where he is.
Was it a situation in high school where they literally... from seeing him? I mean, you couldn't go out with this guy at all?
Well, you know, we did go out in high school, but as soon as I graduated, they pretty much said, that's it.
Hmm. I guess there's always, when you don't have closure and, you know, you didn't evolve, your relationship didn't evolve, it was cut short. Like, I mean, I hate that you're in a situation that you don't like, but do you really think that this would have been better?
Absolutely. I mean, I know when you're young, when you're younger, it's very different. The feelings are very intense. But we just got along so well. And, you know, I mean, we were together for about 5 years in school. But I knew him growing up. But we just had the same interests. He was so funny. He used to make me laugh. And my husband, my ex-husband, was so not funny. And, you know, that should have been a clue to me, because I always say that's really important. But so, you end up making bad choices.
Well, and you always end up making comparisons and stuff, too.
And comparisons. But I've always thought about him, and just he was such a kind, sweet, amazing person, and I was just so in love with him.
So why do you need our help to find him? Have you been looking?
I've looked a little bit, but... You know, he has a common name, and, you know, I've tried to look him up on Facebook and a bunch of other ways, and I'm just not finding him.
He's like me. One of the last few people on Earth.
That's right. That's the easy way to find him. That's the easy way to find him. He's the only person not on Facebook.
Right. You're just going to crowded places and go, if you're not on Facebook, raise your hand. Eventually, there he'll be.
I always get a little bit nervous about these ones that got away that originate in high school,
mm-hmm.
because the feelings at 18 years old and the people that you were 10 years ago are going to be so different. When we track this guy down, he's just going to be such a different person now, 10 years later, that kid may be completely gone, you know?
He might not be completely different.
Yeah, I don't think he's completely gone.
Yeah. Sorry. I don't think he would be completely and totally different, but, I mean, is certainly his life... circumstances could be completely different.
In 10 years, there's 10 years time between 18 and 28, people just change so much, and you're attached to the feelings of a high school romance,
mm-hmm.
which sometimes just don't translate to the adult world.
Right. Yeah. And now, of course, I'm about to bring up a Disney reference. It has nothing to do with First Big Adventure because fairy tales do come true. But one of the funniest comic strips I saw one time was Cinderella after the Happily Ever After, you know, the continuing story, and the fact that Prince Charming left his clothes on the floor, and the fact she'd get frustrated by, you know, different things that were going on. And I think that the same with this, you know, you have this Happily Ever After that you have in your mind because it was cut short. But if you actually lived it out, I feel like you may be being unfair to your current life by fantasizing so much about your youth that may not be as romantic as you remember it to be.
Well, if that's the case, the beauty about The One That Got Away is that we'll give you closure on it for sure if it's not going to happen, or it'll open a door for you so you can at least move on.
And I'm happy to have to admit to you I was wrong if it works out in your favor, you know?
Right. I think it's worth a shot because up to this point I've been wondering what if. So.
Well, here's what I can tell you. I can tell you that producer Tracy's already tracked the guy down, and she's left a message for him, and it's the right guy. So she hasn't set him up yet, but it looks pretty good. We'll either be able to get him on with you, or with the 10 questions that you provide us, we will. Mm-hmm. Ask him those 10, and he never needs to know who it is that's tracking him down.
Do you want him to know it's you tracking him down, or do you want...
Is it possible to wait and see what his situation is like, and then... Because, I mean, if he's like, oh, I'm happily married to the love of my life with 5 kids, then, I mean...
Well, the way we would do that is...
He doesn't need to know you've been looking.
That can be part of the 10 questions.
We could have you on... We would ask the 10 questions on whatever Tuesday or Wednesday, whatever day we do it. We ask the 10 questions of him, and then afterwards we can come back to you, and you can say, yep, you know what? And then the next day maybe we can reunite you on the air, or that's the end of it.
Yeah, he never needs to know it's you that is asking the questions. So you would provide us the questions. We'd ask him the questions on the air. You'd be listening in, but he never needs to know it's you.
Okay.
Well, let's see if we can actually get him on. I mean, it won't happen until next week, but Tracy does have his phone number, and they've exchanged voicemails. And when Tracy latches on, they come on the radio. It's going to happen.
It's like a pit bull.
That term, latches on. Because of the big in the state that Tracy's in right now.
Man, everyone's fascinated with their boobs.
So, Michelle, let me put you on hold. I do think that Tracy has all your information already, but we'll see what progresses over the next couple of days. And we'll see if we can get him to come on, get some questions from you, shoot them off of him, and we'll see if we can get some of those questions answered for you.
Great. Thank you.
Okay. Hold on one sec.
This is The Bird Show.
Some crimes are never forgotten. Others are lost to history. Those are the ones we focus on in Crimes of the Centuries, a history meets true crime podcast revisiting murders, trials, and frauds that once dominated headlines. I'm Amber Hunt, your host and a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. If you like true crime that feels both cinematic and historical, find Crimes of the Centuries wherever you get your podcasts.